Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Perth's Mix 94.5.
At some point this afternoon, you'll probably be stuck in traffic. Well, I've got some good news for you. We're getting a smart freeway. Smart. The hell is that? What does it do? The Transport Minister, Rita Saffiotti, joins me now to tell us more. Hello.
Good afternoon, Peter.
What is a smart freeway?
A number of different things. For example, it's increasing driver information through more message boards. It's having drivers able to use the emergency lane. It's also having variable speed limits. And it's also having new signals on the on-ramps to coordinate how vehicles enter the freeway system.
The variable speed limits is the one that piqued my interest in particular. You're talking about speed limits that change over time, right?
Yeah, that's right. So what it would do is assess what's happening further afield, as in what's happening closer to Perth, for example. And what you'll be doing is monitoring or changing the speed limit to allow drivers to either slow down if there's more congestion up ahead. So it tries to keep all the traffic flowing rather than stop-start that I think many people get very frustrated with.
Mm.
So a lot about what we're doing across the network is trying to get that flow happening so we're not going very fast and then stopping. It's trying to get that flow more regular.
Well, right off the top of my head, the thing that I can think of, hoping that this is the sort of thing that this would help with, is that intersection or that on-ramp at where Coburn Gateways is on Armidale Road, because if you're coming from the south, you're coming from Mandra or something for the weekend or whatnot, I don't know what it is, it doesn't matter what time of day, but about 2 or 3 k's from that particular intersection, you always hit a really big bank of traffic.
Yeah, well, that is a really major congestion point, and we've got some other projects that we're working on to relieve that, to all the widening on the freeway, but also we're building a new entrance into the freeway, the new Armidale Road North Lake Bridge, which we'll be announcing details later on. So together with smart freeways, we're doing other upgrades to the freeway, so all up, about 22 kilometres of expanded freeway capability that's being introduced through smart freeways, but also through the work we're doing more to the south around Coburn, Russell Road, all those areas where we always have a bank of traffic.
Awesome. Now, one other thing that I came across is this thing that's being trialled called a Fringe Cat. What's a Fringe Cat?
Oh, what we're doing as part of the Fringe Festival that kicks off, I think, this weekend, is that they're using the old Perth School, Girls School, as a venue this year, as a permanent venue for the Fringe Festival.
Mm.
And to ensure that people can enjoy the whole experience of Fringe, which is eating outside, enjoying some of the different offerings, and then going to see a show, we're trialling a night cat system. So it'll be a Fringe Cat that will see the red cat running on at night time, and that will be between 7 p.m. and 12 p.m.
Yep.
And that'll allow people who want to go and see the show at the old Perth Girls School be able to catch it from the North Bridge, from the city. Not only is it supporting the Fringe Festival, it is also a trial of a night cat system, because it's something that through some community consultation by the local member John Carey, people are very keen to see the cat service extend into the night. So this supports Fringe, but also is a trial of a night cat, a black cat system.
All right. I was hoping you'd say something like that, because night services are really important and really handy to have as well. We don't have enough of them. All right, Rita, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Now, take my hand. Take my nude hand right now. I'm taking us over to South Australia for a moment. It's okay. It's just across the border. It's just next door. Because we're in the middle of putting together a nude restaurant that you can come to, by the way. Stay tuned. Because I'm fascinated now with this whole doing things in the nude that we don't usually do in the nude. And over the weekend, there was this thing called the Pilwarren Maslin Nude Beach Games. It's like a nude Olympics. It took place, and I'm joined by the organiser, David Piller. Hello, mate.
Hello.
Tell us about some of the events that were held at the Maslin Beach Nude Games.
We had quite a number of events, like frisbee throwing, sack races, three-legged races, donut eating competitions, best bum competitions.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of different competitions.
And how many people rocked up?
Well, it's very hard to say, but it was the biggest crowd. We've been doing it for 6 years now, and I just think it's the biggest crowd we've ever had. There's at least 500 or 600 people there, I reckon.
Wow, and everybody got their gear off.
Most people did. 99.9% of the people did, yes.
So you've been running for about 6 years, but I understand this thing was started, what, back in the, was it the 80s?
Well, I've been trying to find that out myself because it's sort of a bit before my time, but from what I hear, something about 74 or 75, but I'm not sure on that.
And the history behind Maslin Beach. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is Australia's first ever nude beach, right?
That's correct, yes. The Premier, Don Dunstan, at the time, he was very much for it. And I think there's a few other parliamentarians that were very much in favour of making Maslin Beach a nudist beach. I think prior to it being made legal, it was quite often used as an illegal nude beach. A lot of nudists used to go down there quite frequently.
Yeah, so they were kind of like, well, this is happening anyway. Let's just legalise it.
Exactly.
That's gold. The whole idea of getting nude, it's an interesting one. There's a real fascination with getting nude in public, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There's a lot of misconceptions about it in the non-nudist community of why nudists go nude. I mean, but it's basically first of all, it's a lot more comfortable when it's hot, because at the moment, where I am at the moment, it's 39 degrees.
Yeah,
and
wow.
I tell you what, it's not nice when you're clothes sticking to you when it's that hot. But, you know, and the deeper meaning is that nudists don't really, not offended by the way other people look. They don't judge people by the way they look. It's the person inside that matters. And so, you know, nudists, generally speaking, accept each other, no matter how they look, how big they are, how small they are, how old, how saggy they are. It doesn't really matter.
Jeez, what a wonderful way of looking at life, mate. If only a lot more clothed people look at life the same way.
Yeah, there's a lot of very narrow-minded non-nudists out there that have put some really dumb comments on Facebook pages about it, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's social media in general, isn't it?
Yep.
You know, it kind of lets everybody have a say. All right. Well, look, this is it's been an enlightening chat, Dave. I really appreciate your time, mate, and all the best for the Maslin Beach Nude Games as it goes on to grow.
Very good. Thank you.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
The Australian Open is on. It kicks off today. I'm so excited. I absolutely love the tennis, and I love the Australian Open. It's a good time of year. And there at Melbourne Park as we speak, we're joined by Channel 9's Paddy Sweeney. G'day, mate.
Yeah, good afternoon, Pete. I tell you what, you absolutely love it, so do I, and it's absolutely pumping is Melbourne Park here. It's a wonderful atmosphere, and it's only day one of 2 weeks, so it's only going to get bigger and better as the fortnight progresses, mate.
Now, as far as the Aussies in the draw, have we got more this year? Have we got less this year? How are we looking?
Well, look, we've got about a similar amount, but there's a couple of new names as well, and there's a couple that I think are going to fly the flag well for Australia in terms of a result today. Alex de Minaur, who is obviously our highest-ranked male, he got through in straight sets over Pedro Sousa. A little under 2 hours, he won the Sydney International over the weekend. He's a 19-year-old. He's humble. He's a hard worker. And as you know, Pete, being a tennis fan, Australian tennis at the moment is searching and crying out for a hero. And on the men's side of the draw, he is our man pretty much. So he's everything. He might not have he's not obviously the most blessed with all the skill and height, but what he doesn't have in those, he makes up for in determination. So he's done really well. Look, unfortunately, we did lose James Duckworth today. He was knocked out by the Spaniard Rafael Nadal, number 2 seed, so you can forgive him for that. He did go pretty well. He lost 6-4, 6-3, 7-5, so he did put up a pretty gallant fight there to James. But look, Bernard Tomic plays tonight. He's going to have a tough one, though. Marin Cilic, the 6 seed, so we'll find out how he goes. And Nick Kyrgios, he'll come up tomorrow as well. So he's coming up against Milos Raonic. But in terms of the men's side, Alex de Minaur, he's our man, and I know you're a big fan of his, Pete.
Mate, I really am. I absolutely love this kid because he's got heart, and you mentioned all of those great qualities in him. You know, he's humble. He looks like he's a hard worker. He's a real blue-collar-looking type guy, you know what I mean? So, I wish him all the best in particular because Aussie tennis has a bright future if he's in it and doing well. Now, the women's side of the draw, Ash Barty is the one we're really looking for at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, she is, and she kicks off her campaign tonight. Obviously, the 15th-ranked player in the world, she's our top female player in Australia, takes on Thailand's Lasika Kumkum. Now, she should be beating her. She should be taking a lot of confidence from the weekend. She made the final of the Sydney International for the second straight year. Unfortunately, she did lose that, but when you watch her play, you can see her playing with great confidence at the moment, so we should be predicting her to go through. A nice little West Australian link here on the next one, though, Peter. Astra Sharva, which I think is one of the best names getting around as well. She's a West Australian. She had to qualify for the Aussie Open. She got through today in three sets. It went 2 hours and 9 minutes. She's a 23-year-old. She's ranked 230 in the world. And she's career prize money to date before the Aussie Open, Pete, $52,000, which is guaranteed at least $75,000.
Wow.
So it's not a bad day's work at all.
That is not a bad day's work at all. So $75,000 is what you get for getting knocked out in the first round.
It is. So look, if she can go a couple of matches further, it'll be up to the hundreds of thousands. I think the second round's just over $100,000. So look, I mean, in terms of her, she's obviously... She had a broken ankle when she was a lot younger and probably fell out of love with the game. That's what I heard her say the other day. But I imagine a paycheck like that would quickly make you fall back in love with it.
Oh, wouldn't it just? That's amazing. All right, Paddy, well, we appreciate that. And, of course, the great thing is we get to see it all live on Nine's Wide World of Sports, which at the moment I'm watching Thompson and Lopez. Thompson's one of ours and he seems to be doing quite well too.
Yeah, and there's another West Aussie in action, just as we see at the mat, Matt Ebden, who's one set apiece at the moment. So he's a good little battler, Matty Ebden. He's got a lot of character and a lot of determination, much like Alex. So he's going alright at the moment at one set apiece. And then tonight, Caroline Wozniacki, last year's winner, and Roger Federer. He's obviously going for his seventh Australian Open and his third straight. We were blessed with him at the Hopman Cup recently, and now, obviously, it's the East Coast turn, so he steps out tonight as well. A big night on tennis.
Unreal. Paddy Sweeney from Nine News, a pleasure, mate. Enjoy Melbourne.
I will do. Take care, Pete.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.